This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Taliban said today they hope to win international recognition for their legitimate representative rule over Afghanistan, arguing the diplomatic engagement would help promote global security and ease the suffering of Afghans during decades of relentless wars. A senior member of the Islamist group's cultural commission shared the remarks with VOA, saying consultations with all Afghan stakeholders on forming what the Taliban promised will be an inclusive Islamic government are ongoing. And an announcement will be made soon. Abdul Qahar Balkis spoke a week after the Taliban marched into the Afghan capital of Kabul, seizing control of 33 of the country's 34 provinces. The U.S. State Department says it is boosting its vetting and evacuation efforts as operations at the Kabul airport enter a second week. State Department spokesman Ned Price listed the department's accomplishments during a 24-hour period over the weekend.
As you heard this morning, from 3 a.m. on August 22nd to 3 a.m. on August 23rd, 28 U.S. military flights evacuated approximately 10,400 people from Kabul. In addition, 61 coalition aircraft evacuated approximately 5,900 people from Kabul. Since August 14th, the U.S. has evacuated and facilitated the evacuation of approximately 37,000 people.
Price told reporters that the temporary transit locations that have been set up in the U.S. or at joint bases in Germany, Italy, and Spain have capacity to process at least 15,000 people on a rolling basis. Leaders from the G7 group of nations are set to meet today to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, with several pushing for U.S. President Joe Biden to keep U.S. troops in the country beyond its August 31st deadline. This is VOA News. Pakistan's foreign minister said on Tuesday that an inclusive political settlement is the best way forward for peace and stability in Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover. With more from Associated Press, Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistan's urging a settlement ahead for Afghanistan. Pakistan's foreign minister says an inclusive political settlement is the best way forward for peace and stability in Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover. He says Pakistan fully supports efforts in that direction. According to a foreign ministry statement, the minister made the remarks during a phone call with his Russian counterpart. The minister is expected to leave for Uzbekistan on a visit, during which he will also travel to other neighbouring states, including Iran, to discuss Afghan developments. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The statement quoted Qureshi as also saying that Pakistan is facilitating the evacuation of foreigners stranded in Afghanistan. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said today that China continues to coerce, to intimidate, and to make claims to the vast majority of the South China Sea.
These unlawful claims have been rejected by the 2016 Arbitral Tribunal decision. And Beijing's actions continue to undermine the rules-based order and threaten the sovereignty of nations. The United States stands with our allies and partners in the face of these threats.
The vice president spoke during a visit to Singapore. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has made countering Chinese influence a key part of its foreign policy. Officials in Senegal say that the former president of Chad, Hissine Habré, has died while serving a life sentence for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Habré's eight-year rule of Chad from 1982 to 1990 was marked by a brutal crackdown on dissent in which more than 40,000 people were killed and some 200,000 others were tortured, according to investigators. After his overthrow, he lived freely in Senegal's capital of Dakar for more than two decades before being arrested in 2013. He was tried and convicted by the Special African Union-backed tribunal in Senegal 3 years later. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Americans unvaccinated against the coronavirus to get their shots after Food and Drug Administration granted a full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. U.S. drug regulator on Monday granted full approval to the Pfizer vaccine, making it the first to secure such Food and Drug Administration validation. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.